Welcome back to Pesukei HaDaf. We're on Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Tes on the 149th Blatt in Shabbos. There are, in fact, 13 Pesukim on this Blatt in total, and we're going to be focusing on the Pesukim on Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amun Beis. The Gemara brings a drash, and then Rabbi Yaakov Bereid Bas Yaakov, who says a very interesting thing. He says, Kol Shechaveiro Nenash Al Yadoi, Ein Machnis Nosebe Mechitzos HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu person, who's responsible for the punishment of their friend, even if correctly, then they cannot be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does it know this? The Gemara quotes a fascinating set of psukim from Melachim Aleph Perek Chav Beis, and describes a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks for somebody to, or some sort of spirit, to give a false or seduction of Achav to go into war, and a certain spirit says that they will go, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tzei. You should go out, and therefore you see that ultimately something which brings about this punishment, even though it's correct, should not be in front of him. The Gemara rejects this and says that, you know, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this is in fact not the case, because maybe it's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doiver shakarim lo yikon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be near something which is false, not because of the situation itself. The Gemara gives an inyanda to this and says that this ruach, this spirit, which is going to give the false testimony, is in fact no voice. So just understand to unpack this properly. This is a very dark entire part of the Jewish history in the end of Melachim Aleph, yeah? And we know that in fact Achav is the king of the north. Achav is a Jewish king. He is unfortunately a misguided king, and part of his misguidance is the fact that he married a woman by the name of Jezebel. And Jezebel, in fact, is not a Jewish woman. This is a political marriage. She's from Tyre. She's a Phoenician. And she brings her home culture into the nation of Israel, and she sets up shop. And ultimately, Achav is enticed into that. Achav does create a great amount of harmony and is very good at expanding the boundaries of Israel. But Avodah Zorah is not his thing. There's a lot of Avodah Zorah which is prolific amongst the country. Eliyahu does a huge amount of work with Achav. Eliyahu goes to war with Achav on numerous accounts, bringing a drought, the showdown at Har Carmel, and the whole business. What is fascinating at this point in time is this is where there is an unusual alliance between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom of Yehuda. So the king of the south, which is actually the smaller of the two and the less powerful of the two kingdoms, is Yehoshaphat, who is a righteous king, who makes a military alliance and with Achav in the north. And they're going to attack Aram. So they're going to be attacking Aram, which is one of the neighboring kingdoms in the north. And they join their forces together. And in order to go to battle, they bring in front of them the prophets to see what's going to be. And what's fascinating is that they bring in front of them 400 prophets, and all the prophets say Pe'echad in the same way. They present the same situation. And they say, you know, it's all going to be good. You're going to win this battle and no problem whatsoever. Which actually starts making Yehoshaphat a little bit leery. He wonders, you know, wait a second, why are they saying everything exactly the same way? We know, as Chazal explained, that every Navi has a different way of presenting it. So he says, you know, are there any other Navi? And in fact, Achav says, well, there is one other Michayel, this fellow. We don't like what he says. It's a little too sharp. It's a little too not clear. They pull out Michayel, gives them a very difficult thing, and he says, ultimately, this is not a good thing. You're going to be killed in battle. And they lock him up. They don't want to hear what he has to say. And what is interesting about this whole episode is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at this point in time, this is when our Pesukim of the Gemara come in, who asks looking a spirit, who is going to be Mefateh, who's going to convince Achav to go into battle? And this Ruach responds, they are, and ultimately it comes out in the form that the Ruach Sheker entices all the Nevi'im, including one of the lead Nevi'im by the name of Tzidkiyahu ben Kanana, who goes and beats Michayahu up for saying the truth, and disproves him and publicly shames Michayahu for saying what is true. So it's fascinating. We have divine, supernatural intervention in this prophecy over here to give the wrong impression that it's safe to go to war. Ultimately, they do go to war, and Achav is hunted down. He is the only victim of this battle here, and he is ultimately killed in his chariot. In this battle, even though he changes clothes. Fascinating, fascinating topic in and of itself. Now, what is interesting is the Gemara notes that who is this spirit? This spirit is Navot. Who is Navot? Well, if you read the immediately preceding Perek in Melachim Aleph, Navot is the victim Jezebel, of Izebel. What happened was, is that she looked out of a window, noticed a very beautiful neighboring property. She wanted it. She offered it for money. The owner of the vineyard was a person by the name of Navot. He was not interested in selling. And ultimately, she fabricated allegations against him and hired false witnesses, putting him to death finally, and then annexing the neighboring vineyard. And it's what is being said here in the Gemara is it's the spirit of Navos coming back to seek rectitude for what happened, which is what's happening. And that's what the Gemara is darshaning over here, as here this is the spirit that is seeking the rectification of what happened, even though it's righteous, not being wanted in the presence of Hashem. Whether that's a function of the rule of Rabbi Yaakov, or is that a function of Hashem not being in the presence of falsehood, because it was going to create falsehood when it went down to this earth to make the Nevi'im believe the falsehood. But nonetheless, this is the background to what the Gemara seems to be saying. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.